Blog Talk Radio.
How was your flight?
It was good. It was really, really long. The longest flight ever. What?
Trying to get started. We're having some technical difficulty. If you just kind of give us a minute to kind of get these things sorted out. I do appreciate everybody that's joining us, and there's something in the connection, trying to make sure. I don't know whether individuals can hear me, but I can't hear anything anybody's saying. I'm beginning to pick up something right now, but we do appreciate you joining us on Blog Talk Radio. This is Talking Real to You. If anyone, and I was talking to the guest a few minutes ago, but I think I may have some kind of volume problem. If you're there, would you be just give me a shout out and let me know you're there. Let me know you're hearing me because I can't hear anything on this end. So if it's possible, either one of that, my guests or either the co-host, if you just say you hear me, then we can move forward with the show.
Hello.
Olivia Smith, I'm here.
Hello, this is Dr. Cartwright. Hello.
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 This is Olivia Smith. I'm on.
Okay, this is Scarlett Black. I'm on.
This is Dr. Cartwright. I'm on. Olivia, can you hear me?
I can.
I had to come in on another phone.
Okay, well, I'm picking. Hey, I'm picking y'all up. I appreciate it.
Okay.
I appreciate you coming in. I can hear you now. Can I hear everybody give you a shout? Can you give me a shout out? Let me know you're there. I heard Scarlett. Dr. Smith, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and Dr. Cartwright, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to tell you now, we had some problems here, but, you know, we're going to just hang on in here. We're going to make this thing happen like it's supposed to. Now, what's happening here, I'm kind of working from another phone, so just kind of keep in mind as we sort through this process. All right, this is Talking Real to You, and we're so glad to have this opportunity to be here. I'm getting feedback because I'm listening to myself talk. And we're going to make sure we have an awesome time tonight. So I want to make sure you are enjoying yourself tonight. Talking Real to You is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country that focuses on energetic topics dealing with political, social, economics, educational, financial, and just plain old life issues. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192, and the web link is www.blogtalkradio.com, the Smith Wave Production, and if you want to tweet the show, you can at Talking Real to You, the number two, at Lorenza D. Smith 15, at Coach with a K, underscore, L, underscore, Smith. So, you know, you have opportunity to connect with us and talk with us. Now, let me take this time to kind of offer this moment of silence because we had a tragedy in Virginia Beach. 11 lives were lost because of a gun. And I want you, as you listen to the show, as well as the co-host and the guest, just give us a moment of silence because, you know, that community, we need to support. We need to address the situation with gun and how we're going to deal with the gun situation. The gun laws must change. So we're going to take a moment of silence right now. I thank y'all. I really thank y'all for taking this opportunity. All right, again, we got an outstanding show tonight. We have a super guest, a special guest, and that's Dr. Joan Cartwright. She'll be joining us in a minute. So I'm going to ask you to kind of bear with it so I can introduce the co-host, then I'll move toward introducing our guest. Hails from the state of Georgia, surrounding Atlanta area, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, our co-host, Dr. Olivia E. Smith. How you doing, Doc?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. I am fine.
Awesome. And how's awesome. Everybody else? I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. You know, we're here. We're trying to make it do what it do. And out of the state of South Carolina, Greenville, we're so proud to have her. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Miss Scarlett H. Black. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I'm doing fine. I hope everyone else is doing very well tonight. And again, to our listener audience, we're so glad to have you with us again tonight.
Awesome, awesome, I tell you. And our other part of that duo with the father and daughter is my daughter. And she's not on the line right now because she found her a job and her job working with some young people this summer. And I think they stated about 6 or 6:30 at Alabama State University. And she was going to do her best to make sure she get here. And that's Lauren D. Smith. And she's a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated. So, again, we're looking for an outstanding show. The title of our show is For the Love of Women in Jazz. And like I said, this young lady, before she actually come online, I want to tell a little story before I do some things to kind of get it going. I was boarding a flight in Atlanta, and I had a shirt that said North Central University. And this young lady asked me, where did I get that shirt from? And I said, I ordered it offline. And went on to my seat. So when we got to Phoenix, Arizona, because that's where we was flying to, we got off the plane and carried on a brief conversation. And she asked me, did I have transportation to the hotel? So now I found out we're going to the same place. And I said, no. So she invited me to ride with her Lyft transportation. And I had a chance to meet a very special person. And I really, at the time, didn't know all that awesome information that came along with this person. And I was just excited to be able to read up on the person, talk with that person from time to time. This young lady, as I say, lives down in South Florida. She's an adjunct professor. She's an international jazz singer and composer. At this time, well, she's retired, but she's still singing. She's still doing some things. May not be traveling as much as she used to travel. She's the executive director at Women in Jazz South Florida Incorporated, the founding member of the Association for the Study of African American Life and History, and she's the CEO at FY Communication. And before she come on, our guest, I will play one of her songs that I really enjoyed after I had an opportunity just to listen to it. Our guest is Dr. Joan Cartwright, but as soon as I can make sure I find that song listed on my board so we can play it and you can hear exactly some of her music. So we're going to go with, and hopefully it comes through because it's been kind of acting up. This is Route 66. Yeah.
Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingston, Barstow, San Bernardino. Get hip to this timely trip. You gotta get your kicks on Route 66.
Without further ado, we're going to allow her to come on, and she can share everything she wants about women in jazz, African-American life and history, her things she's doing with her communication company, FYI. We have now Dr. Joan Cartwright. How you doing, Doc?
How are you doing, Doc?
I'm doing fine. I am doing fine.
Yes. And thank you for having me on your show.
And I'm glad you accept the invitation. Thank you, Doc. Thank you so much.
You
so we want you to just kind of get
going.
Oh, that's good. It's good. That's some outstanding music. You know, we want you to just kind of get started with it and just you know, do it how you see fit. Just kind of sound some background. What you're doing, the projects you're doing, and if ways individuals can be a part of this, because I know you sent me a copy of your magazine that's going to be coming out very soon. But we just want you to just kind of do it how you see fit. Share your thoughts about women in jazz. Talk, you know, if you want to talk about all the exciting places you've been. And I didn't tell everybody about all those countries you've been to, and she had sung all over the world. It's all in your hand now. She's known as the diva JC. Dr. Cartwright, it's all in your hands right now.
Well, thank you so much. And that particular evening was in Switzerland, where I had the fortune of living for 2 years and performing for 8 years. And I think that was coming to the end. The 2 solid years that I worked there. The organist was from Paris. I had met him in Paris some years before that. And then the trumpet player was from Bern, Switzerland. And he invited me to do this concert with them. And I did that song for his mother, Route 66. But,
awesome.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun, a lot of good fortune, a lot of wonderful things happened for me because of that wonderful music called jazz and blues. And I started very young as a musician, well, as a singer and a dancer. I was 4 years old. And my mother put me on stage with Bernice Johnson in Queens, New York, Jamaica, New York. Well, Bernice Johnson was this gorgeous, ebony woman who taught. She had the Bernice Johnson Dance School. And she taught everything, ballet, tap, interpretive dance. After that, we did all. By the time I was 8, I had been in 4 years of production, and she taught Ben Vereen, you know, the famous dancer, Ben Vereen, who played in Roots. You know Ben Vereen?
Hello? Yes, yes, Ben Vereen.
Yes,
Bill Vereen. Yes, we remember him.
He
yes.
was one of her students, okay. But her husband was a very well-known tenor saxophone player by the name of Bud Johnson. Well, Bud Johnson, my mother or father at the time, would drop me off at their house. And then Bernice would come and pick me up and take me to the
awesome.
Dancing school. But while
Did
I
we...
was there with... Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We're having difficulty.
Yeah, we have a...
Oh, I hear the echo.
Yes. Yes, we hear an echo there.
Is it still there?
Now go ahead. We're gonna try to clear that up as you talk through.
All right. So anyway, the bottom line was that Bud would take me into his studio, which was down in the basement. Now I'm 4 or 5 years old. And all the way down the steps would be the pictures of the jazz artists. You know, all the famous jazz musicians. And then he would be playing the saxophone. And so I internalized swing and scatting.
Mm-hmm.
I internalized all of that at the age of 4 and 5 and 6 and 7, being with Bud Johnson. But I didn't even know that, I didn't even make that connection until I was 27 years old when I met them in New York. So anyway, long story short, I had a wonderful teacher when I was 27. His name is Gerald Price. And Gerald Price was the pianist in Philadelphia for Ella Fitzgerald, Sarah Vaughan, Gloria Lynn, and Dakota State, okay? So he taught me everything that I know musically, and he taught me how to write music. And I'm one of the few women in the world with a song book, because all the songs that I wrote because of what I learned from Gerald Price, I put them in a book. Well,
mm-hmm.
by the time I was about, I guess, 47, I had been on tour for, you know, 25, 30 years. And I realized that I didn't work with women musicians. I always worked with men. And in all of those years, I had only worked with 6 women, and I had worked with hundreds of musicians on 5 continents, seriously.
Oh,
so
okay.
I started this organization. Actually, I just started studying women musicians and vocalists, and I created online the Jazz Women Directory. And there's almost 100 women in that directory on my website. So that was about 1996 that I started that. And by 98, I was writing grants to go into the schools to teach the children about women in jazz. And I wrote thousands of dollars worth of grants. And he taught about 10,000 children about, because I went into a lot of schools. And I have 300 kids in the audience, you know. And I'd be teaching about Alberta Hunter, and I had a big poster. Or it would be PowerPoint, you know, on a big screen so that they could see the women. And then I'd sing a song from, like, Penelope Fitzgerald. I sang A Tisk in a Tasket. And then I would teach them to scat. So I would say, repeat after me, and I'd say, Eva. And then 300 kids would say, Eva. You know, and then I said, Papua. And they said, Papua. And I said, Shapapa. And I said, boom. So I think it's weird. I mean, I just did it, as a matter of fact, if we see you on May 9th. But anyway, so that was, you know, how I was making an income. And
okay.
So then I actually started Women in Jazz South Florida in 2007. So it was 10 years later, after I had done this with these kids, that I created the nonprofit organization. And since then, we produced 6 CDs of women's music, 4 catalogs, Bridging the Gap Between Women in Business and Women in the Arts, and now Music Woman Magazine, which will be launched on June 18th at 7 o'clock p.m. in Lakeland, Florida, at Jazz on J Street, which is hosted by one of our members, Lance Williams. So this has been, this is the culmination of 10 years of laying the foundation for this magazine. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That I can tell you that those things you are doing is so exciting, especially making sure the women get be heard the way they should be, or seen through your magazine some of the great things they are doing. Now, we do appreciate it, and that's what it's all about. And as you catch your breath now, I'm going to ask the team members if they have any questions at this time. We are getting a little feedback. We get some feedback.
Yes.
And it might be pretty much
it's
trying to make sure
echo.
I get it turned up. Yeah. We're getting an echo. Hold on 1 second, team, before you ask that question. Okay, team, can you hear me now?
It's better.
Yeah. I'm getting some static here.
I hear you fine.
Yeah, it's better. It's a lot
okay.
better.
Team, can you hear me now, team?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, team, can you hear me now pretty good?
Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear everybody now.
Yes,
and we're going to get that feedback. Let me apologize because one of the phones is not working like it's supposed to, but we're going to make sure we address this problem as we continue to work through it. But if you have any questions, ask your question now.
Dr. Cartwright.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess one question would be, tell us about some of your current projects that you're doing in South Florida at this time.
Okay,
with working with the women in jazz, do you have something that's currently, and how many people do you have involved in your project in South Florida?
Well, our organization has 342 members.
Mm-hmm.
203 of those are women musicians. Okay, there might be some men up in there too, because we have 59 male members. And right now, major project is launching Music Women magazine, which is online as well as in hard copy. We will be launching it June 18th.
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Yeah. And every month or so, I do Blog Talk Radio. My show is called Music Woman.
Okay.
And I've interviewed over 300 women musicians and vocalists. And the show has been in production since 2008.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I'm a Blog Talk Radio host. And my handle is Diva JC.
Very nice.
Well,
that's a big big group that you are working with in South Florida at this time. Have you all had any public performances by those in your group?
Performances, but we're more about promotion. You know, we do maybe 2 to 4 performances a year, but we really are more about print, documentation.
Gotcha.
Producing the music, having an online presence. That, you know, the communication end of it, you know, because that's where women, I just did my doctoral dissertation on women in jazz, music publishing and marketing. And I found by studying 20 women musicians that their weakness was the business end of it. So that there are 6 keys to success as a business person. Okay. So it's branding, marketing, networking, teamwork, negotiating, and accounting. And most musicians do not have those skills. And that's why you hear the starving artists. But like musicians like Madonna and Lady Gaga and Prince and Michael Jackson, they knew something about how to market, how to brand. You understand? They may have been weak in one area, but they were strong in the other 5. So that's what I encourage my musicians to do, learn those skills.
And the business side of it, because like you said, starving artists or people who've worked in the industry for all their lives and then, you know, towards the end, they have nothing to show for it and they have to sell their catalogs or whatever in order to just survive.
Exactly. Are you a musician?
I dabble in a little bit of everything.
Okay.
No, I love jazz. I love music. I love all genres of music, and jazz being one of them. I want to give a shout out to a group that I don't know if there's anyone on the line tonight listening, but there's a high school group in Georgia, North Lake High School jazz group. They are outstanding. And these are, you know, teenagers, ninth grade through 12th grade. And, you know, to hear people really embrace jazz, especially at that young age, is really such a thrill to listen to them. So what you're saying tonight and getting equipped with all areas of the business and production and the finances and the contracts and make sure you understand the contracts and what you read. This is just great to hear. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, I also have published books on the business of music. And one of our books is amazing, Music Women. There's 41 women in it, 41 women. And then the other one is So You Want to Be a Singer. And it's like 20 chapters of what third grader could read this book, and at the end of this book would have a good idea of some of the facets involved in being in the music industry. It's a very complicated industry because for two reasons, the ego of the artist and the adoration of the audience. These two factors make entertainment in the music industry, the cultural industry, different from the sciences, the, you know, education, because it really takes in all of the other disciplines music does. It's scientific, it's medical, you know, because music heals.
Mathematical?
From the word go, because there's only 12 tones, and you have to, you know, readjust those 12 tones to make music. But the other thing is the psychology of the music. And where we are today is women are being degraded by commercial music, the hip-hop. It started out as protest. It started out as self-awareness. But the as I heard Harry Belafonte say tonight, the 30 gold coins that was given to the Judas, to Judas, in those big record companies that found a way to control the black youth.
Correct.
Okay.
Music is extremely political, and it has been a controlling force. You know that picture of the Beatles walking across the street? Remember
that? Yes, in front of their studio.
I don't know. None of you are old enough to remember the Beatles when they came to America. Are you?
Yes, we are. Yes, we do. I ran all the way home to make sure
people.
I didn't miss them on Ed Sullivan.
But that was a political move because race music, the black men, the groups at the time were becoming too powerful in this country. If you just do a little digging in the field of R&B, but if you look at R&B, rhythm and blues, these genres were created by the record companies and the radio stations to so that the powers that be could maintain the reins of control over our cultural production, which was really beginning to earn a lot of money. So before they were going to let four black men, which was probably the Whispers, I don't know what group it was at the time, but that's why they brought the Beatles in. And the Beatles learned everything that they learned from Chuck Berry. Now this is a whole other show. I don't want to get off on a tangent because I want to stay focused on my mission, which is to promote women's history. But I gave you some thought on that one. And I wrote a book called A History of African American Jazz and Blues. Well, the blues metamorphosized into rhythm and blues, and then into soul. And from the soul, where did it go? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? The progression of black music in this country has been documented. You know, you can go on YouTube and look at documentaries about it. Okay. But where did the women stand in this? You see women vocalists, but you can't name three You can name a piano player, maybe. Is Hazel Scott, Doris Donegan, Les Ashby. You know, it's throughout the history of the music. You can't name those people because they weren't given visibility. They were marginalized. And it wasn't just white males. It was the likes of Wynton Marsalis.
Oh, okay.
Lincoln Center, who leads the Lincoln Center Jazz Band with 16 members who make $100,000 a year. And some of that is yours and my tax dollars because they're funded by the National Association, the National NEA, the NEA. I can't think of what you call it right now. But anyway, they're funded by the NEA. So
the National Educational Association.
They have never had a woman in that band. Never.
Mm.
And there was, there were two boycotts. One back in like the 70s, and then one, it could have been the, the 90s, and then one about 7 years ago now. Okay. Because I know, because one of my members, Ellen Seelin, was the most vocal female about it. That's how I got her. And the 342 members in my organization are from 14 countries and 21 states. They're not from South Florida. Maybe half of the membership is from South Florida. The other hand, we just had Geetu Hinduja from India perform with us. She came here to visit from Mumbai. And then she did a performance for us right here in Fort Lauderdale. That was on May 9th. And then we have Afrikanita, who is from Angola. She studied at the University of Miami for 4 years. When she got her degree, she went back to Angola. And now she works with kids there and put together a heck of an ensemble. We have Biggie Vinkalo. She's from Finland or Sweden. I get them to Finland, I think. And I met her in Italy. And she is our international president. And so, you know, we have people from all over the country. We have several members in California, in New York, in Atlanta. Reagan Whiteside. Do you know her?
I don't.
Hello. Oh, check her out. She's tough. She's a flautist, and she and her husband have a studio right there in Atlanta. But she just came back from Mallorca, Spain. So this is an illustrious group of women. I'm serious. These are no slouches. These women write, compose, perform, arrange. One of our members who's featured in the magazine is Carmen Bradford. She and her mother sing with the Count Basie Band, but she's been with the Basie Band the longest. Carmen Bradford.
Okay.
Rita Graham is one of our board members. She's right there. Oh, and Carmen's in Atlanta. Well, she's in Stone Mountain. Rita is in East Point, and she was a Raylette with Ray Charles. But she also worked with the Artie Shaw Band, and she sings all over Atlanta with a blues man called Sammy Blue.
Okay.
So let me ask you, back during the day, when you hear about Ella Fitzgerald and these jazz artists and people that sung with the jazz bands and those that sung with Duke Ellington, none of those people had you're saying that they had, if they had female women musicians, or they did not?
Very few. Very few. Sarah Vaughan was a pianist with the Billy Eckstein group.
Mm-hmm.
But Count Basie, Duke Ellington, no. Well, wait a minute now, because Melba Liston was a trombonist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she did work with Count Basie.
She worked with Count Basie?
I think. It's in my book.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a favorite of Dexter Gordon. They went to school together. And so she did arrangements for a lot of those bands. Mary Lou Williams did arrangements for Duke Ellington. You know, I mean, the story, like I said, I wish them, and definitely Dr. Smith, we're going to have to get you in your chat room, because I can put in the link from the things that I'm telling you about into the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn how to do that.
Very interesting.
I will put it on Facebook on your announcement, and you can click the link. You go to, you know, I'm looking at the announcement.
Well, I certainly think what you're doing, and for those in our audience who are aspiring to be musicians, jazz musicians, or whatever, just the wealth of knowledge that you have that would be helpful in the business side of all this, because that's the area where most often the weakest area. You know, you have the talent and you can perform and do outstanding performances, but can you maintain it and make sure that your money is where it's supposed to be and no one is taking it from you and you don't know anything about it? So I think that's just great, great to know, and great information, and then a great work that you're doing to make sure that all areas of that of the business is covered, and that people have access to get the information and knowledge that they need to be successful and remain successful.
Definitely.
Yes, awesome.
The first thing is to learn how to earn the money. You have to learn how to be an entertainer that has longevity. I did this for 67 years.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people. And since as an adult, I did it for 40 years.
Hmm.
40 years.
Wow.
And I maintained myself. I got tired, and I just said, I'm not putting on that jersey one more time. I'm not putting in my heels on. No. I don't want to put on any makeup. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did that.
I did it. And people tell me, oh, you can't stop singing. The world needs your voice. So they go get my CD. I put product out there. You know, you don't have to see me. You can go read my books. I got 14 of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have 2 CDs. I have 6 CDs. For women in jazz with some illustrious composers. Now I have a magazine that's going to cost you between $20 and $22. I haven't figured out the price on it yet. But it's invaluable information in it. And right now you can download it until June 19th for free. But after June 19th, you're going to pay $14.95 for the download and either $19.95 or $21.95, depending on how high I get up on my horse. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, because this is valuable. Many of the 6 principles in my doctoral dissertation are in this first edition of the magazine. So they need to go ahead and get the download now. And I'll
tell you,
put that link on your Facebook page for you, okay?
That's for sure. That's all right. I'm going to tell you, Joan, you're really doing some outstanding things. You know, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. I give her a chance to catch her breath. We have about 10 more minutes left. You know, we really apologize for some of these difficulties we are having, but we're going to continue to kind of work through it. And really, this is a wealth of knowledge. And you have a great opportunity to just listen to what she's sharing with you, because she's telling you she's been around and been a part of that music world for over 6 or 7 plus years. And having that opportunity, you're going to see a lot. So we're going to bring in more or less several generations together through that process when you think about it, be realistic. You know, you're talking about several, you know, from even the 50s and the 60s and coming all the way up to what we are now in 2019. Check her magazine out, and she's going to share with you how long, as she stated, you're only going to have a certain amount of time where you can download it free. Then it's going to cost you. So we do appreciate, Joan, we want you to continue to catch your breath, but I want to really play one more of your song, if you just play a minute or two so people can hear. And like I told the first show I had at 7 o'clock, that you can go, and when they said free download and you want to know more about Joan Cartwright and her music, you can check her out. So we're going to kind of play while she catch her breath, as well as the team catch theirs as well, and then we're going to kind of go from there. I just love that song, and I'm playing it. I played it for the second time. So I just love it. It's just me. I play it. I know I have others that I have here I could play. And I want our listener to call in and let us know. And if you have any questions or comments, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify your last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give us your name, your location, and you can come with your comments. And you can share your thoughts. Now, Joan, you had another one that I call myself uploading, and I'm see can I hit it right quick? And Blues Bossa.
Oh, Blues Bossa.
Blues Bossa. Yeah. Great opportunity for you to check her out, see what she's doing. She's sharing her thoughts, and we appreciate it, Doc. You offer some awesome information. At this point, we're getting close to the closing of the hour. We normally go an hour. We have about 6 minutes, and Doc, you can conclude it right here. Then if the co-host, RD co-host, have any other questions, you can come or either close it out how you see fit. But, Doc, we want you to share anything you want to share with them right now. And, you know, we really apologize because of the difficulties we have with getting the music right, getting everything, getting the communication right. But we do appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you so much. I really, who knew that when we met, you know, at the airport, that so many couple of years down the road, I'd be your guest. Thank you so much. And I encourage you, if you are interested, become our 60th male supporter And then you get your subscription to the magazine. And I can also post in the monthly newsletter your radio show. Because your daughter is your co-host, and we promote women, I tell you. Okay?
That's awesome. Thank you. We really thank you.
The other thing I want to say is that was a young lady in England who found the lyrics that I wrote to Blue Boxer. And there are two other women out there who have YouTubes with me, with my lyrics to Blue Boxer. I wrote that when I was 28, 29 years old. And about 10 years ago, these girls found the lyrics. So, yes, I love that song. And people seem to love those lyrics. Thank you.
And we do appreciate you joining us and sharing that awesome information for those individuals. If you want to go back and you can listen to this episode, you can on Blog Talk Radio. And you just go to Smith Way Production. And I will post it on Facebook. I always do that. And I post on Instagram, on all the social media, so everybody can see what we're doing. We also will get with you, Joan, and make sure we get that, get a chance to be a part of what you're doing as well as you're a part of what we're doing. Again, I do appreciate you joining us, and I look forward to talking with you very soon. Very soon we'll talk about some other things, and we'll, just kind of move forward. Again, it was a pleasure having you here tonight. And again, thank you.
Okay, and our website is WIJSF.org or .com, Women in Jazz, South Florida, WIJSF.com. And then there's MusicWomanMagazine.com now. So thank you again, Dr. Smith. I really appreciate this opportunity.
We appreciate having you.
Your co-host, I put the link to everything on your Facebook page. Okay.
We do appreciate it. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And all right, thank you. And Scarlett, you want to share some thoughts because we end up losing Dr. Smith. So, I guess the connection wasn't good. But
we lost her again.
Yeah, we lost her. We lost her, but she shared with me with a text that the sound was getting better, but her connection was kind of poor, either from my end or her end. But any other thoughts you want to share?
Well,
we just want to thank
Dr. Cartwright for being with us tonight. Wealth of information. Often we forget our foundations. We forget our history because some of these things just didn't start with 2019. Some of those sounds that you heard, that you play from her music, they have rhythms and jazz included, but it's also bossa nova. There's something back during the day that, people, those rhythms that you bring in. I like that last piece that you played. I like Route 66 too. So you're just a wealth of information, and you're doing a great service to a lot of people, especially aspiring musicians, for whatever, whether it's rap or whatever. I like to think the scat, in the jazz, it's kind of like a precursor to me to what rap artists are doing now. So this has a lot of meaning for all of us, and taking care of the business side, making sure you take care of your livelihood, not only your talent, but also the livelihood part of that. So, Dr. Carter, you gave all of to that us tonight. You gave that to us. And I'm hoping that those in the listening audience might be aspiring, in this area, will take heart in that and will invest in your books and your magazines. So, again, thank you for being with us. And thank our listening audience for also joining us tonight for another Talking Real to You. It's been great. I enjoyed it.
Awesome, awesome. I do appreciate everybody joining us, and the board was lit up pretty good. And again, apologize because we was working through our technology, and the difficulties sometimes we have with it, but we're here for you. This vessel, this vehicle is available for you to share your thoughts. You can call in anytime, 347-857-4192. But we're closing the show at this point. Dr. Cartwright, we appreciate you. And you know, when we close it, we're going to make sure we play Route 66. I just love it.
Yeah, so, I like it too.
It's going to be part of all of the Smith Way production, and we have a lot of openings that come here. We don't own the rights to the songs, which you do, but we like to play it and let everybody. So just remember, for the love of women in jazz, you can check her out if you go and to the website Women in Jazz in South Florida, and you can find out what's going on. She shared a link with me to make sure that individuals have an opportunity to do it, and I will post it on Facebook as well as Instagram, on all of the media opportunity, social media I have an opportunity to post on. I'll make sure I do it again. Again, we had an awesome show tonight. We're at the closing of the hour. We're just a minute or so over, and we're going to come back at you on Wednesday, which is our sports show, Talking Sports Plus. We come at 7 o'clock with a preview show, and at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. All of these, when I give the time of Central, and if you're on the East Coast, you just add that hour to it. And we'll be talking some sports. We'll talk all form of sport, but we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we look to have an awesome time on Wednesday at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I want you, each and every one of you all, have an awesome night. My hashtag is always keep on grinding. No matter, as Dr. Cartwright said, all the things and all the years she had put into making sure women have an opportunity in not only jazz or blues, whatever it may be doing in music, she's grinding. I do appreciate having that friendship with her. And also, hashtag communicate for understanding. We want to make sure we're able to communicate with one another, either through music or wherever it may be, but just communicate for understanding so we can listen. And last but not least, as I close this out, I always tell everybody, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. So we're going to close it out with Route 66.
Route 66.
Yeah.
myself.